This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Rabbi Isai. Hamadir Daf Ayin Vav. Now, this Tosis is on Daf Ayin Vav, which is the 75th blot of Ksubis. And we know a lot of important things happen in number 75. We know the number 7 is Teva, 8 is Lamala Menateva, and 75 is 7.5. It connects this world to the next world. That's why Kohen is Gematria 75. And this week's Parsha, you know, the Bechayrim lost the Avoida to the Kohanim. So now it's the Parsha of Kohen. So we're learning the 75th blad of Ksubas. Basically, how did Rava answer the Stira between the Reisha and the Seifa, the Mishnah? Rava answered the Stira. The Reisha says that if a woman is found with Mumin and she's still in her father's Rishus, it's on the father to prove that these Mumin came later. If she wants to collect the Ksuba, the father has to prove that these Mumin came later. This seems to indicate that we follow Rabbi Yeshua, that we go after Cheskas Mamain. In the Seifa, the Mumin were found after Nesuin, and the halacha is it's on the husband to prove that they were there before Erisin. Otherwise, she collects the Ksuba. That seems to go like Ram Gamliel. To which Rava said, no, the whole Mishnah is Ram Gamliel. In the Reisha, when the Mumin are found in the father's Rishos, we say Kan Nimtzu Kan Hayu. And therefore, the Chesaguf is weakened, and we assume the Mumin were there the whole time, and it's a Mekachtos, and it's on the father to bring a Raya that the Mumin came later. But in the Seifa, where the Mumin were found after the Nesuin, so Kan Nimtzu Kan Hayu doesn't really weaken the Cheskas HaGuf. And therefore, the Cheskas HaGuf is strong. The husband has to prove the Mumin were there the whole time. To which the Gemara asks, why does the husband have to prove the Mumin were there the whole time? Why can't he just prove that they were there after Erisin and will say, Kan Nimtzu Kan Hayu? We'll say that if the Mumin were found after Erisin, they were there before as well. The Gemara says, no, it's not going to help to prove that they were there after Erisin. Because if they're there after Erisin, we use the Chazaka. The person would not have done Nesuin unless he would determine that she doesn't have Mumin. And he must have determined that if she has Mumin, he's okay with the Mumin. So it doesn't help to prove that they were there after Erisin, because Chazaka in Adam Shoyse B'Kais, Elam Kein Boidkai, V'Hai Rav in Afayesu. So Gemara asks, so then even if he proves that they were there before the Erisin, he should still have to pay the Ksuba, because he probably knew about the Mumin, and he was appeased with them. He came to terms with them. Gemara says, no. He would never come to terms with them, because against the chazaka of Ein Adam Efayis B'Mumin, you have against the chazaka that Ein Adam Shoyis B'Kois is a chazaka Ein Adam Efayis B'Mumin. So Gemara says, so even if he proves that it happened after Erisin, don't try to say he was appeased by it, because chazaka Ein Adam Efayis B'Mumin. So Gemara says, no. After Erisin, you have two. You have Cheskas HaGuf, that it happened, that it was later. And even if it was there before, Ein Adam Shoyse B'Kois Elam Kein Boidkoi V'Hai Rav Nefayis, Elamai Wat Ein Adam Nefayis B'Mumin, it's one against two. But if he proves it, that it was there before Erisin, then there is no Cheskas HaGuf. All there is Chazak Ein Adam Shoyse B'Kois, and he came to terms with it. To that we say back, Chazak Ein Adam Mefuyis B'Mumin, and therefore Hamid Mamin Al Cheskasai. So ultimately the Gemara is saying that if the Mumin were Mishenis Arsa, it's two against one. Number one, Cheskas HaGuf, that says it happened later. And number two, even if it happened before, we say he didn't come to terms with it. So in other words, if it's Mishenes Arsa, it's two against one. Chezkas HaGuf says they came later. And number two, even if it came before, he came to terms with it. Elamai against it, Ein Adam Mefuyis B'Mumen, it's one against two. So if that's if the Mumen were found Mishenes Arsa. But if he proves that they were there Ad Shaloi Tesares, then there is no more Cheskas HaGuf. It's just he came to terms with it versus he would never come to terms with Mumen. So the obvious question here is, if he proves that it was there before, it's two against one, then it should also be, you should be able to just prove they were there after Erisin, and you still have two against one. How so? The same way if he proves that they were there before Erisin, so there's no Cheskas HaGuf. Why there's no Cheskas HaGuf? Because they were there all the way from the beginning. So now it's just a matter of, well, would he be appeased by Mumen or not? It's one against one. So you say Cheskas Mamayin. So the same thing is if he would prove that they were there after Erisin, the Cheskas HaGuf is weakened because we say that if the girl walks in after Erisin in the father's Rishus, we say the father has to prove that it came later because the Cheskas HaGuf is weakened because of Kan Nimtzu Kan Hayu. So let the husband prove that they were there after Erisin. Take a look at Tosfos. Could you look at Tosfos on Ayin Vav Amud Aleph, the top left-hand side? Take a look at Tosfos. Tosfos says, V'im Toimar. V'agabi Baal, Ikanamatati. What do you mean if you prove Mishenis Arsa, that if the husband proves that it was there after Erisin, you have two chazakas. Chazaka that it came later, and chazaka he would not be Mufuyas B'Mumen. So it's one against two? No. The Baal also has two. Well, Gabi Baal Nami Tarti. Chada de Nodem Espais Mumen. And number two, Kanim Su Kan Hoyu. The Chada de Islan Lamemer Kanim Su Kan Hoyu. So why is the Gemara saying that if the Baal would prove that it happened after Erisin, he loses because it's two against one against his Cheskas HaGuf that says it happened after the Nesuin? Number one, you have the Gemara says if he would prove that it happened after Erisin, then you have he's two against one. One, Cheskas HaGuf says it happened after the Nesuin, and you also have Rav and Afayis against his Ein Adam Afayis B'Mumen. No, but joining together with Ein Adam Afayis B'Mumen is Kan Nimtzu Kan Hoyu says the Cheskas HaGuf is weakened. Now let's take one at a time. What's stronger? Ein Adam Espayis B'Mumen? Or Chazok Ein Adam Shoyis V'Kois Ela Imkein Bodkoi V'Hai Rav V'Nefayis? We know Ein Adam Espayis B'Mumen is stronger. That's why if he proves it was before Erisin, we say Ein Adam Espayis B'Mumen overcomes Rav and Afayis. V'hani tre chazaki debal adifa tvei. The two chazakas of the husband are stronger. Stronger than what? Mehani tre chazaki deisha, than the two chazakas of the woman. Because we know the kanimsu kanhoyu adam mechazagov. Kanimsu kanhoyu is stronger than chazagov. What's the proof that kanimsu kanhoyu is stronger than chazagov? Because if she's in her father's domain after Erisin, that even though Cheskas HaGuf says it happened later, but Kan Nimtzu Kan Hoyu says it happened before. Because if she's still in her father's household, the father has to bring a raya. Cheskas Haguf, and Chazaguf is not going to help Mishum de Noilat Safik Bershusai, because the Safik was Noilat in his Rishus. We know that if she's Oida Bevesaviha, the father has to bring a Raya. I Cheskas Haguf. No. The Cheskas Haguf that supports the father is weakened by the fact that it was Noilat in his Rishus. And we say Kanim Sukanoyu. So Kanim Sukanoyu is stronger than the Cheskas Haguf. And Legabe, what's stronger? Ra or Nefayis or Ein Adam of Spice B'Mumin? We know Ein Adam of Spice B'Mumin is stronger because when the husband proves it was there from the beginning, we say Ein Adam of Spice B'Mumin is stronger than Ra and Nefayis. Ochshanichsel Shusabah v'hevi abal Raya Shashon Nesar Sa'ayu B'Mumin Elu Pater Miksubasa the Adiv Taima the Ein Adam of Spice B'Mumin. The reason of Ein Adam Espais B'Mumin is stronger Me'ahid the Ein Adam Shais V'Kais Elam Kein Boit Kai. So Tosfos says simple mathematics here. So, what's stronger? Cheskas Haguf or Kanim Sukan Hayu? Kanim Sukan Hayu! Because after Erusin, when this woman walks in and she has Mumin, so the father says, oh, Cheskas Haguf says it happened after Erusin. We say, tough luck. Kanim Sukan Hayu says it happened before Erusin. So Kanim Sukan Hayu is stronger than Cheskas Haguf. And when we have a question of what's stronger, is what's stronger a person comes to terms with Mumin or the Chazaka, then Ein Adam Espayis B'Mumin. Ein Adam Espayis B'Mumin is stronger. Because when the husband proves the Mumin existed from the beginning, why don't we say, well, even though it existed from the beginning, but he never came to terms with it. I'm sorry, why don't we say that even though it existed from the beginning, he came to terms with the Mumin, so he should still have to pay the Ksuba? The answer is no. The phenomenon that a person is not consoled by Mumin is stronger than Ra Nefayis. So if Ein Adam Espayis B'Mumin is stronger than Ra Nefayis, and Kanimsu Kanhoyu is stronger than Chazaguf, then of course if the husband proves after Nisuin that the Mumin existed after Erusin, then he should win. Because Kan Nimtsu Kan Hoyu should weaken the Cheskas Haguf and say it happened before. And Ein Adam Espayis B'Mumin should weaken Rav Nefayis. So basically, if each chazaka of the Baal is stronger than each chazaka of the father, then why, when the two chazakas of the Baal join up against the two chazakas of the father, are they weaker? I mean, simple mathematics. Kan Nimtsu Kan Hayu is stronger than Cheskas Haguf. When it's Kan Nimtsu Kan Hayu against Cheskas Haguf, in what case is that? In the case where she walks in after Erusin. So Kanim Sukan Hoyu is stronger than Chazagov. And the husband wins. And if the husband proves it was there before Erusin, Ein Adam Nespais B'Mumin beats Ra Nefayis. So why is it that each Chazaka of the husband individually could beat each Chazaka of the father, but when the two Chazakas of the husband join together, they lose to the two Chazakas of the father? How is it that if I have, I'm stronger, if I have an arm wrestle with you with my right hand against your right hand, I beat you. And when I have an arm wrestle with you with my left hand against your left hand, I beat you. But when we do my two hands against your two hands, you win? Right? That analogy you get. Right? If my hand is right hand is stronger than your right hand, and my left hand is stronger than your left hand, then of course, if my two hands go against your two hands, I should win. So why is it that each one of my hands individually beats each one of your hands, but when my two hands go up against your two hands, I lose? Why can't the Baal prove, he should just have to prove, that the Mumin were there after Erusin, Kan Nimtsu Kan Hayu will destroy the Cheskas Haguf, and Ein Adam Espayis B'Mumin will destroy Hai Rav Nefayisu. It's like the biggest question in the world. When we were learning this Gemara on Shabbos and we were chazering it, we couldn't figure this out. There's no ad of this. It's mamish a brick wall. When the husband proves the mumin were there before Erison, the husband wins. Why? But the father says, you knew about it and you came to terms. No, the Gemara says, there's a chazaka, a person doesn't come to terms with mumin. Fine. And moreover, in a situation where the woman comes in after Erison with mumin, the husband wins. Why does the husband win? I Chesagov says it was later. No, Kanimsu, Kanhoyu says it was before. So each one of the Baal's chazakos is stronger than each one of the father's chazakos. And yet, why then can't the husband just prove the mumen were there after Erison? Chesgas Kanimsu Kanhoyu will destroy the Chesagov. And Ein Adam and Fayez Mumen will destroy Rav and Fayez. Answers Tosfos. Unbelievable. Go'ainis. It's so pashat. It's not true. It's not true. You know why each one of the husband's chazakos are stronger than the father's? Because when the husband proves that the mumen were there to begin with, and now we have a question. Did he or did he not come to terms with the mumen? So now, it's me against you. My right hand against your right hand. Yeah, but my right hand has cheskas mamain. So together, you say that I came to terms. I say I would never come to terms. Yeah, but guess what? I'm holding on to the money. So when we don't know what to do, the fact that I'm the muchzuk, I win. Or when the woman comes in after Erison, and now we have a shaila, were the woman there before or not? And I say, oh, cheskas haguf says they were there later. I'm sorry, the father says, Chesga Guf says they came later. I say, no, Kanimtsu Kanhoyu says they were there before. You know why I win? You know why my Chazak is stronger than yours? Because I'm holding on to the money. It's not that both of my Chazak, each one of my Chazakos is stronger than your Chazaka. Really, each one of your Chazakos is stronger than mine. It's just, I have an edge. If we could isolate one chazak at a time, so you're, let's say you're at 90 points and I'm at 80 points. Okay, listen to this. Really, each one of the chazakas of the father is stronger than the chazak of the Baal. Let's say the chazaka of the father is worth 80 points and the chazak of the Baal is worth 70 points. But the chazaka of the Baal has 25 points of cheskas mamain. So I'm 70 plus 25 and you're just 80. But now, when it's two against my two, listen carefully. Well, I'm changing the numbers for a minute. Okay? Let's say the chazakas of the father are 80 each, and my chazaka is 50 each. But cheskas mamain is 35. So when you want to use your chazak of 80 and I have my chazak of 50, I could join in a cheskas mamon of 35 points. So now I'm 50 and 35, I'm 85 against your 80. But now we're doing 2 against 2. So you're, listen carefully, you're 80 and 80, 160. I'm 50 and 50, 100. Throw in your cheskas mamon! Okay. How many times could I throw in the cheskas mamon? Can only throw it in one time. So it's 160 versus 135. So now you win. It's not that each one of your chazakas is stronger than each one of my chazakas. It's when I only have to fight one against one, I could bring in cheskas mamain, but I can't use it twice. I can't bring in cheskas mamain twice. Look at Tosis. V'yishloimer, devadai taimei ha'isha adifa. Definitely, the chazakas of the woman are stronger. V'kanimsu kanhoyu greida, kanimsu kanhoyu alone, the adim v'chazaguf, hainu mishum demesaye lecheskas mamain. By the way, we're in the world of Ram Gamliel. I would have thought cheskas mamain is nothing against cheskas haguf. No, it's something. It's something. By the way, this doesn't seem to work in Rashi. Because when the Gemara says two against one, and the Gemara and Rashi says, well, what about Cheskas Mamayin? No, we don't say Cheskas Mamayin in the world of Cheskas Haguf. Rashi doesn't seem to be going with this. But Tosfos says, look at these words. V'yishlamer, devadai taimei o'isha adifa. Really, the chazakas of the woman are stronger. Why does the husband keep on winning? V'kanimtsu kanhoyu greida, chanimtsu kan malon, de'adifa mecheskas haguf. Hani mishum de'sai cheskas mamayin. V'chein chazaka de'in adam espais v'mumin. And likewise, the chazaka in adam espais v'mumin, mesayile cheskas mamayin, helps cheskas mamayin. Ulechad minayo yesh koyach lecheskas mamon lesaya. Cheskas mamon can only help one of them. Aval letarva b'hadeyadoy lemesayaya. It can't help both. Yeah, I think like mathematically, it's sound. It's not that the chazaka of the husband is stronger than the father. No, just the opposite. Maybe the chazaka of the father has the edge over the chazaka of the baal. It's just that when you're doing one against one, the cheskas mamon could kick in, but it can't kick in twice. It can help. It can only help one weaker chazaka overcome a stronger chazaka. It can help two weaker chazakas overcome two stronger chazakas. Okay, one more answer of Tosfos. We had a shiloh this morning. What mishan nichnas adar marbin b'simcha? What are you supposed to do to be marbin b'simcha? I think maybe, you know, eat meat, drink wine. Maybe you should learn Tosfos in Adar. If you learn Tosfos in Adar, that's the way of being Marbe B'Simcha. Next answer of Tosfos. Listen to this, it's Oya Menoira. It's out of this world, okay? You're learning Tosfos now for more than an hour. Can you imagine? I'm going to tell you, you're going to be so happy after you hear this. Let's talk about the two chazakas of the husband versus the two chazakas of the father. The two chazakas of the husband are, right? The question is, why can't he just prove the mumin were there after Erisin? And now kan nimtsu, kan hoyu will say, if they were present after Erisin, they were present before Erisin. And in addition to that, he would never come to terms with the Mumin. How many of those things have to be true for the husband to win? Both. Number one, the Mumin had to have been there before the Erisin to be Mavato the Kedushin and to say he doesn't have to pay the Ksuba. Because if the Mumin were after the Erisin, then he loses. So they had to be there before. But even if they were there before, maybe he came to terms with the Mumin. No, we need to say Chazaka, he didn't come to terms with the Mumin. Both things have to be true. But of the husband's Chazakas, of the father's Chazakas, how many of them have to be true? They don't have to both be true. Either Cheskas Haguf could say the Mumin came later, and even if it didn't, even if it was there before, Chazaka could say yeah, he probably came to terms with it. It's true, says Tosfos. Each one of the husband's chazakas are stronger than the father's chazakas. If the husband would have proved that the mumin were there the whole time, then not coming to terms with a mum is stronger than, he probably knew about it and came to terms with it. Moreover, if the woman comes in after Erisin and with the mum, then kan nimtsu kan hoyu, that says the mum were there the whole time, is stronger than chazaguf, that says it happened later. But now that the husband wants to combine these two chazakas, they both have to be true for him to win. It had to have been there from the beginning, and he doesn't come to terms with it. Masha Inkain, the woman, could say, this guy, he has to, you know, all the stars have to be aligned for him to win. Me, If either one is true, I win. If either the Mumin were there later, or even if they were there before, maybe he came to terms with it. If either of those things are true, I win. So it's true, each one by itself is stronger than mine, but now that we need both, for him they both have to be true, and for me only one of them has to be true. Says Tosis, V'od yesh lefarish, d'mishum hachi, ki have a tarvayu b'hadei hadadi. If the two of them were together, adifa taima isha, the reasoning and the argument of the woman is better. Mishum da afilu lo yia ela echad mehen emes, because by her, even if only one of them was true, oi chezgas haguf, oi ein adam shayz v'kais. If either the chezguf that says it happened later, or a person would not drink a kais, and he probably came to terms with it, she would get a ksuba. Avo baal loy miftar. The baal is not exempt. Ela ad shiyu kol atamim shalai emes. Shem echa meyam shek. One of them is false. Mafsid abal. Therefore, even though one against one I'm stronger, one against one I'm stronger, but if now that I need two against your two, and by me, they both have to be true, and by you, you only need one, in the realm of two against two, you're stronger than me. In the realm of one against one, each one I'm stronger than you. In the realm of two against two, you're stronger than me. Yeah? Thank you very much. These are the two answers of Tosfos. Either it's true, one against one I'm stronger because I can use cheskas mamon. This one, my left hand is stronger than your left hand because I'm bolstered by cheskas mamon. Right hand against right hand, bolstered by cheskas mamon. I can't use cheskas mamon twice. Or two against two, you're stronger than me because you only need one of them to be true and I need both. Okay, Rabbi Isai. This week we do the last blot of Hamadir. We might even do three this week. We'll see. Okay, thank you very much. Very geschmack. Shkayach. Kol tov. Have a great day. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.